807 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in studio also. Sean Sullivan taking a little bit of time off. He'll be back before you know it. And what a pleasure it is to talk with Mobile Police Department Officer Gary Owens. A big event coming up for the Mobile Police Department and really the city as a whole. MPD's National Night Out 2018 is going to take place at the Mobile Civic Center on August the 7th, and it's the 35th annual event. Good morning, Officer Owens. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to see you. And anytime we can find out how we can support our men and women in blue and keep our families safe, it's a win-win.
Yeah, actually, this is a great event to do that. You know, we get out and support the community, and they support us, too, and that's nice to see.
And if you can just get in front of that mic just a little bit more, having a little trouble hearing you there. And so 35 years, I mean, for something, or 35 annual, this is the 35th annual event, for something to last that long, it has to be, you know, doing some good. So tell us a little bit about what is National Night Out?
National Night Out is about a city coming together, uniting the communities, starting community action groups to get to know your neighbors, to shine a light on crime, and stop crime in your city. Mm. You know, communities coming together and help stop the crime in your neighborhoods.
And the importance of, as we were talking before the we came back on the show, the importance of neighbors speaking to one another. That seems to be something that's a bit archaic.
You know, it sure is. You know, when I go out and do my project care programs, that's one thing I ask folks is, how many of y'all know your neighbors? And it's amazing that we just don't know our neighbors anymore. So if we get out there and just say good morning or how you doing, just to break that ice on your neighbor.
And this is, you know, I moved into a new house just over a year ago, and it's the first time that I have lived in a neighborhood. I'm from Clark County, Alabama. I grew up on, like, this dirt road, my closest neighbor half a mile away. So neighborhood wasn't really a thing in my childhood. But now, in my neighborhood, I've made some friends over the last year. You know, we've gotten together for events, pool parties, and stuff like that. And it has assisted us, because a lot of us have cameras on our homes, and if there's been like a car break-in or something like that, we'll pass those pictures around, let everybody
Absolutely.
Know what's going on. But for people that are kind of afraid to make that leap, kind of put themselves out on the limb and go introduce themselves to the neighbors, this sounds like a great event that you guys are kind of helping to pass that olive branch out there.
And we are. You know, we're trying to get that information out there. People can go on nextdoor.com, and that's kind of like a Facebook of your mm-hmm. neighborhood. You mm-hmm. know, if you've got a lost cat, you know, you can say, hey, I've lost my cat, and the neighbors help you find them.
That's a scuttlebutt right there.
There you go, right.
And we were talking about, isn't that just all fun and games when we think about, you know, the celebration of what we're doing? You're an award-winning program. Tell us more about that.
We are. We've been a nationally ranked program for the last 5 years. You know, we're very proud of that. And but it takes a group effort. You know, team doesn't have an I in it.
That's
so,
right. Amen.
It is a team effort that makes this a very successful event.
So when we get to August the 7th, okay, families invited?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
You know, actually, we have two events. We have a 5K run at Bienville Square that is just a kickoff of run season, and it's fun, mm-hmm. and they have great prizes out there, and that run will start at 6:30.
That morning?
That evening. It's an evening
yes.
run.
Yes, okay. I have to double check, because I think when most people think of a race, they're like, okay, I have to wake up early,
they
I have to get out there, but this is, of course, National Night Out, not National Day Out.
There you go. So you can go do your work during the day and then go run it off at night and
Love
get
it.
That frustration out, and it's on the historical streets of downtown Mobile. What a good way to run, right?
Beautiful, yes, and learn along
right.
the way.
Absolutely.
So then when we get to the other event, tell us more about that.
That is going to be held at the Civic Center, mm-hmm. and it's from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., and we're playing Let's Make a Deal. So you might want to dress up and come up on stage and be part of Let's Make a Deal. Our SWAT team has got a big surprise that is going to save the city. Mobile Fire Department is going to be there. Our mounted unit, which is our horse unit, is going to be there.
Wow.
Our motorcycle unit is going to do a motorcycle display.
Oh, my goodness.
Obstacle course right there in front of everybody. So it's an ongoing, wonderful event full of information for everybody to absorb and take home uh-huh. and share.
Officer Owens, how long have you been a part of the police force?
16 years.
And is it safe to say this is one of your favorites to do?
I'll say yes, it is.
You know, last time we talked with you, actually, I wanted to bring up the SWAT team. You said the SWAT team has a surprise.
Yeah,
now,
yes.
Usually when they have a surprise, it's for criminals, and it's a very bad surprise for
yeah,
the criminals.
Yeah, you take that rod, don't you?
But this is a good surprise they'll have there.
Absolutely.
And I see here you're going to have live demonstrations teaching about public safety. So people will be able to learn a lot and kind of, you know, learn what the police do and what else is going on there with these live demonstrations.
You're going to be able to do coffee with the cop and just enjoy coffee and talk to an officer. And you know, maybe that officer works your beat where you live.
That's
you
right.
know, and ask him how you doing. You know, I live at 1234, you know, A Drive.
Yeah.
And get to know the officers and let us get to know who you are
mm-hmm.
and your neighborhood. So, yeah, this is a big one-on-one. Get to know your officers, get to know your community, and let's shine a light on crime and let's stop it.
And especially how all the partners work together. Tony Ann just texted me and said Penelope House will be there as well.
We have 45 vendors that will be at this year's event. And that's the biggest vendor event that we've had mm-hmm. since we've been holding National Night Out.
In years past, let me ask you, when you walk past the resource tables, do you overhear people say, I didn't know this was here, or I didn't know about this or that?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this program's about,
right.
Is let's get this word out and let's help each other out hand in hand.
You mentioned the Nextdoor app earlier, and I am a huge proponent of the Nextdoor app for multiple reasons.
Good.
First off, because it's a great neighborhood app, great to stay in contact. You kind of know what's going on, whether it's nefarious or good things happening in the neighborhood, or you know, lost dogs. That's also great. If your dog somehow digs out of the your fence in the
right.
backyard, they let you know really quickly.
Yeah.
And also the other reason is because there's some hilarious posts occasionally on there. But one of the things I really love about the Nextdoor app and what you at the Mobile Police Department are doing. Things like Officer of the Month.
Yes.
And it really personalizes because people just they don't get to learn about the officers very much. And I think the Nextdoor app is really kind of helping bridge that divide. You get to know some of the officers that are around your area. How much has the Nextdoor app been beneficial for the Mobile Police Department?
You know, it's really big for the police department. That's a way for us to unite with the communities and for them to communicate with the police department. And plus, you know, the captains in each precinct will put out a crime stats. So you know what's going on in your neighborhood from your precinct. So it's just a great way to unite. And if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Very well said.
We're going to keep them until after the break? I've got more questions.
Yeah, let's keep them after the break. We'll head to the break here in just a second. And when we come back, I also want to ask you, the last time we talked was back in May about the junior police camp. I've got to get an update on that and how that went, and I'm sure you got a good update for us coming up after the break.
Sounds great.
All right, this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley's here, and Officer Gary Owens from the Mobile Police Department. Honor to have you in studio, Officer. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. On FM Talk 106.5, this segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by our good friends over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. So this is how it works. Let me lay it out for you. If you have a bunch of junk, maybe a room full of junk or a storage unit full of junk, and you just don't know where to take it, or if you can't physically move it, or if it's some of those old technological items that you don't know whether you're supposed to throw them in the dumpster or do away with them a more, I guess, economical way, well, the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK have you covered. And one of the best things about using Trey and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK is you make your appointment, they show up right on time. They aren't like some of those companies, cable companies, they give you a four-hour window of when they might show up and you have to take a half a day off of work just to wait around. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Set up your appointment. They'll be there exactly when you expect them. And the price you get quoted is the price you'll pay. That's very important. Everyone I know that's called 1-800-GOT-JUNK have nothing but glowing reviews, including, well, just about everybody here at FM Talk 106.5. So once again, to get a quote, go ahead and set up an appointment. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. mobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsmobilemorningsm Officer.
Good morning. Good morning.
We've been discussing the National Night Out, the 35th annual National Night Out, coming up on August the 7th. That's next Tuesday. That event begins at 6:30 till 9 at the Mobile Civic Center. And you also have this that 5K run, the National Night Out Crime Prevention 5K Run. That starts at 6:30 in Bienville Square, and that's 6:30 p.m., right?
So that's correct. National Night Out. Yeah. Evening run.
I asked that question like I really was a runner, but I'm not.
Well, since it's at 6:30 p.m., you can start training that morning.
That's true.
And then
I just need Rocky theme music. But we were talking about the prices that are associated with this, because there's a $5 discount if you register online.
That's correct. You can go to pcpacers.org, and you can pre-register, or you can register day of, and that pre-register is $15, or you can register day of, and that's $20.
It won't break the bank at all. And then the event at the Civic Center is free of charge.
Absolutely. It's a free of charge event.
This is going to be so much fun, and with a great purpose wrapped around it. And I asked you earlier, in all your years, 16 years on the force, was this one of your favorite parts of the job? But really, let's talk about the connection to community and how that makes such a difference when it comes to crime stats and, you know, the neighborhood that many of us live in.
Sure. You know, I really enjoy patrol too. You know, being out there and patrolling the community and knowing your beat and knowing your areas and you making a difference as a patrol officer is very, very gratifying and heartwarming as being a patrol officer.
And with this event coming up on Tuesday, I see here you're going to have more than 45 exhibitors, but this is what I'm excited about, and I'm sure the kids out there, if you're able to bring your children to this, this is what they will really be interested in. There's going to be specialized police units, including traffic safety, mounted units, bomb squad, Marine, and SWAT, providing live demos. Man, that just sounds awesome.
It is, you know, and we have, like you said, we have Marine police there. There's going to be boats there. There's going to be robots. We're going to have fire trucks and ambulances and SWAT special united or units. It's just fun, packed evening, just a great fun evening, and you know, get the word out about crime.
Now, this is a silly question, but the mounted units, are they allowed in the Civic Center?
They are going to be inside.
Oh, great.
Those big
That's
horses
awesome.
Are going to be inside the Civic Center.
And if they can have monster trucks in there, they can definitely have
there you go.
Your favorite
right.
horse in there. Speaking of which, I know we did the Citizens Academy, my husband and I did, and one of the cool things that I learned about the mounted units is that they allow you to bring goodies over to feed the horses, if you have extra carrots or apples that you want to donate. And so I just thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, you can call the mounted unit and maybe just see if they're available at that time and go over there. And they're really very community oriented with the community, with the mounted unit.
And then also, as if this weren't good enough, Officer Owens, so all those resource tables that you have set up, 45 or so, they're going to have free goodies to give away as well.
They are, Kelly, and thank you for saying that. They're a great outreach for us and for the community to see what Mobile has to offer. There's services out there, and they're out there for us to utilize, not out there just to be there.
That's right.
So come out and see the resources that are at the event and utilize those services.
And pass the word, too, because with school starting next week, what a great school assignment.
Absolutely. Be careful when you're out there driving. We got kids walking around excited about maybe their first day of school.
Yeah.
So let's slow it down a little bit.
And last time we talked with you was back in May, and we were discussing what was then the upcoming Junior Police Summer Camp. Let us know, how did that Junior Police Summer Camp go?
Man, it was very successful. We took the top 22 children that applied, and they had to do an essay and a GPA that was accepted through the academy, and we went through tour of Metro Jail. They got to tour of Strickland. They got to tour of communications, and then they had to come and write what they got out of each day in a journal. And it was really nice. And Kelly, you went through the Citizens Academy.
Yes.
So it was kind of a spin off the Academy.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, every week we learn something new. And it just gives you a greater appreciation for all the men and women that you see, but those so many who work in behind the scenes to help it all flow together. We were amazed. And we've recommended it to so many people.
Yeah. So thank you for it. Yeah. It was a great success.
That's awesome. Yeah. And one of the discussions Kelly and I were having earlier, it was actually about video games, but it kind of applies here, because Kelly mentioned that you know, so many kids kind of, they know what they want to do by the time they're 6, 7, 8 years old. They have that dream in their mind. So for kids, whether they're coming out for this National Night Out or whether they were fortunate enough to be part of that junior police summer camp, that can really provide, you know, a dream for the kid if they mm-hmm. want to grow up to be a police officer.
Wow, you hit it right on the head. You said video games. Do you know how nice it was not seeing telephones in these children's hands for the day?
Right.
So, yeah, no phones were allowed, and they were so occupied with what they were learning, mm-hmm. I don't even think that they realized they didn't even have their phones.
See, look at that. Listen here, before we let you go, I have to ask you a question. Share with us what it means to you to put that uniform on every day.
Wow. That's a tough one, you know.
I know.
Going out and meeting the community and serving the city of Mobile is just an honor. You know, that's the best I can say.
That's so great to hear.
So grateful. I know. I tend to do that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly's good at that. Just a quick recap about this National Night Out. So it's taking place Tuesday, August the 7th, inside the Mobile Civic Center. It's the 35th annual event, and it all begins at 6:30 that next Tuesday until 9 o'clock, but also at 6:30 the National Night Out Crime Prevention 5K Run takes place in Bienville Square on the streets of downtown Mobile. That starts at 6:30 p.m. Once again, the cost to attend these events?
Civic Center is free. The 5K Run, you can go to pcpacers.org, and it's $15. Or you can do $20 day of at Bienville Square.
And if anybody wants to get more information, how do they get in contact with you? Is there an email they can reach? And we'll also share this information on our social media as well.
Sure. They can call me at 208-1938 or Crime Prevention at 208-1924. Or you can get me at gary.owens@cityofmobile.org.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today, Officer Owens. I can't tell you how much we at FM Talk 106.5, we love Back in the Blue. We love supporting the Mobile Police Department, and I know every one of our listeners feel the exact same way. So it's just been outstanding to have you in today.
Well, it's an honor to be here, and I appreciate both of you. Thank you so much.
Grateful to see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. More Mobile Mornings coming up on the way. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of national news. Of course, President Trump yesterday in Florida and Tampa at the Florida State Fairgrounds. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kane. 8:37 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, looking across the desk at Kelly Finley.
How about that interview? Hello, Darwin. Hello, Darwin, is what I just typed right here, because we didn't share this part, but Officer Owen said Darwin Singleton is going to be the MC for the event.
Cool.
My former co-host, co-anchor, so I have to give him a hello. Yeah, I was excited to hear all the event details. We're going to be there for sure to support our city and support all the organizations that do what they do, because they're so brilliant.
Yeah, and I can't believe this has been going on since 1983. That's when the first National
Night
Out...
Don't start getting into how old you were that year or anything like that, okay?
Don't. Oh, okay, I won't. But
Dalton!
Like, they said kids can come, and they've got all kinds of stuff for kids. But, I mean, just having all those different police units, including, I'm sure, the bomb squad and SWAT have to be top of the list for a lot of the kids.
They're fun. We that was part of our, you know, they were saying it's like the junior of what we did as the class academy, the Citizens Academy, and that suit that they wear also with like the canine units. I mean, it just gives you such an appreciation.
Now, when you did your Citizen Police Academy mm-hmm. camp, did they sic the dogs on you? Did you get to wear that suit where you get to see how hard those dogs bite?
They let us try it on, and they warned us that it didn't smell so fresh. so I just put the jacket on. But we watched as the dog attacked, air quote, right, the person that was in the suit, and it was his first day on the job.
The guy or the dog?
The guy.
Oh.
Like, what'd that guy do?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe that's like some kind of hazing thing. Like,
initiation. No, but it just really, again, It allows you to step into their shoes for a few minutes, a few hours, and understand that's a stressful job. And so many people sign up. While so many run away from, you know, danger, these men and women, they run straight too. And in order to keep us safe and a better community to live in, it may sound hokey, it may sound like it's a cliche, but it's true. And I tell you, you really appreciate it if you've ever had an emergency
mm-hmm.
and you've needed to call 911 or turn to the Nextdoor app. I love how Officer Owens was so polite with with how he described the Nextdoor app, because
yes,
we look at those posts.
It's really an app that has it all, and I've said it before. if you don't get it for the actual good that it does, which is a whole lot, it does more good than it does bad.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I've used it so many times in my neighborhood, whether there's been car break-ins or things like that, or suspicious people walking around or dogs that have escaped. That's great.
Yep.
But we've talked about it plenty of times, like the missing yellow parakeet that I read about the other day, and some people that just, they're just in their home all day with nothing but paranoia to keep them company, and they're on that Nextdoor app, and it's just fascinating.
I just don't even understand. So you're going to be Officer Nextdoor. I've just
Do I get a badge for that?
Oh, you do. But I did want to tell our friends, if you happen to miss that interview, I know we obviously post that to SoundCloud, but if you had more questions, you can call 251-208-1938. That's the number that Officer Owens gave us regarding maybe the 5K, because you can pay $15 ahead of the race by going to pcpacers.org, or pay $20 when you arrive. But again, the events inside the Mobile Civic Center on August the 7th, they're free of charge, and you're encouraged to bring the family.
All right. Great stuff. Nationally, news-wise, yesterday President Trump was in Tampa, Florida, at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and that's where he gave some big-time endorsements to Florida Governor Rick Scott and U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis. Those are two of the state's top Republican elected officials. They're seeking higher office in November's midterm election. So when he brought up those endorsements, Trump said, "I don't do these endorsements easily. I don't need to be here, but I happen to love this state." And, I mean, that's probably true. I mean, he's got Mar-a-Lago. He spends a lot of time in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
No, Trump loves Florida. But he was there for a rally yesterday, 4 weeks to go before that August 28th gubernatorial primary. DeSantis is facing off against the state ag commissioner, Adam Putnam. Trump was touting DeSantis as a true leader, proud veteran, his great friend, and he went ahead and predicted that he will be the next governor. Trump also implored some of his supporters to back Scott against the Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, who he said was Chuck Schumer controlled and Nancy Pelosi controlled. And you just know the crowd went wild once he said that. Trump said, "You know, I live a lot of time in Florida. The only time I see Bill Nelson is 5 months before every election. And after a while, you forget who's the senator. But around 5 months, you see him at parties and you see him around. We have to make sure that Rick Scott wins and wins big." And one of the things that's been in a lot of national media already this morning was Trump speaking about the strict voter ID, or wanting to implement stricter voter ID requirements. And that was in a response to some cities giving illegal immigrants the right to vote in certain elections. And here's Trump right now speaking about, or from last night, speaking about the voter ID issue.
"You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture. In this country, the only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy."
Now, of course, he was. There were a lot of responses to that on social media last night, and a lot of people, I guess, making fun of Trump saying the groceries thing, that you need ID when you went out and buy groceries. And people are like, "Well, you don't need to do that. You don't have to provide ID when you buy groceries," which is the case if you're, you know, if you're just buying groceries. But if you're also, there are instances at the grocery store where you need ID.
If you're buying liquor.
Yeah, if you're buying liquor or some kind of medicine, or if they need to check it with your credit card, which happens in a lot of instances. They want to make sure you're the person who's providing that credit card.
Yeah.
But we know how Trump does at this rallies. He gets off on these. He doesn't have a prepared script that he is sticking to the whole way through. Kind of goes off on these tangents.
Right.
But the larger picture that he was getting to is you need voter ID for so many things here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you need them to vote? That's what he was trying to get across to the crowd last night.
Yeah, but and then let's be real. I mean, because we've had other presidents make statements where it shows that they don't really do those things for themselves. He's not the first person to, you know, misstep, because when was the last time he went grocery shopping for himself?
That's a great question. I wonder when
he
has.
Do you know what I mean? I forget which President Bush was talking about the price of, a gallon of milk. Yes, yes. I mean, you know, once you're so far removed from that, it's very easy to kind of sort of think you know what you're talking about, but you have people who do that. But yeah, our grocery store, I don't have to show ID.
Yeah, in all reality, I haven't. Well, most of the time I do have to show ID because of what's in the buggy,
well,
but not when I'm just buying groceries.
Because you look like you're younger than 21. That's why they have that sign that says, I like the sign that they have on the door. It'll say, ID anyone who looks under the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I get in the line and they don't ID me, it's a problem.
And you know, my issue is I always look... Like, I have nothing to hide. I'm way over 21 at this point, but yeah. I always look so guilty when I get in that line that they ask for it just constantly.
Oh,
before that rally last night, Trump was at a technical school in Tampa. That's where he praised the strength of the economy, and he told students and faculty members there was never a better time to learn new skills and gain employment. He had a group of people with him there. Scott was there, the guy that we referenced earlier that's running for Senate. Also, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. And advisor Ivanka Trump. I didn't realize they started throwing advisor in front of her name there.
Oh yeah, because you know she's stepped away from her clothing line and really focusing on that part of her her gig.
And then another huge part of last night that they were showing on CNN mm-hmm. was it Acosta that was there in the crowd? He was doing
yes.
his live shot and reminiscent.
Jim Acosta.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jim Acosta, and reminiscent of the campaign in 2016 mm-hmm. where Trump would ask the crowd, or sometimes he didn't need to ask the crowd to turn around and shout at the media. Man, they were going after Acosta hard last night, which brings up, there was a poll actually in Washington Post yesterday that 3/4 of Republicans trust Trump over the media, and that was certainly showing last night with a crowd full of Republicans going after Jim Acosta, who's doing his live shot in the crowd. Let's go to phone lines real quick. And if you want to jump on the phone lines, 251-343-0106. That's the same as our text line. Right now we have Fireball in Mobile. Good morning, Fireball.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hi, good. Good morning. How are you?
Ain't nothing to it. Just like my paycheck. You know how that goes.
Oh, but I do.
There we go. Love hearing from you, Fireball. What's going on this morning?
You know, 99% of the Democrats are for voter ID, and you know why, don't you? I know we are against voter ID because they're trying their best to get Trump voted out of office when we don't know when the last time we've had a president that has done this much for our country, for the American citizen, right or wrong.
Yep, well said, Fireball. And you know, that's an issue that Republicans have been pushing for years and years and years now. It's just another divisive thing where the both sides of the aisle are about as far apart as they can get, whether they're behind pro ID or voter ID laws for when you
that's
go to
right.
vote or not.
Well, when we talk about all these countries that could be possibly involved in, you know, tapping into our various elections, I would think more people would strive to want to see some sort of ID. And it's not just like it has to be your driver's license. When we've talked to the Secretary of State, John Merrill, you know, he has it on his website, the different forms of ID that you can bring, tribal cards, military ID, student ID.
Right.
I mean, so there's all types of options. I am all about it when it comes to protecting the integrity of, you know, elections of now and those to come.
That's right. And look, If you do get a paycheck, I mean, everybody gets paid, but now they got it a direct deposit. But anyway, if you've got a paycheck, you've got to show an ID to cash that check.
To set up that account, right. Absolutely.
Right, right. And if you go into the bank to get money out, most of the time you've got to show an ID.
Yeah,
so why not for voting? Now, I'm going to change the subject now. Are y'all going to be down at the, what y'all was talking about?
The National Night Out?
Right.
Yes, our family, my husband and I have already agreed. We're on our way with the children. How about you?
Yep, me and my wife's coming, and y'all have put a face on Fireball.
Man, I've been waiting.
Oh, goodness.
Been waiting 5 years for that Fireball. Can't tell you how excited I am to meet you in person.
I hear you. Y'all doing a fantastic job. I just hate to see it end because I enjoy Laura Ingraham, but I hate to see it end at 9 o'clock and then at 2 o'clock.
Thank you so much, Fireball. Good friend of the station there, Fireball.
I can't wait to meet him and his wife.
Yeah,
man.
Same here. Like I said, 5 years I've been talking to that man on the phone.
You've never met him?
Haven't met him in person.
All right, August 7th, Mobile Civic Center. We are there.
I'm meeting him there. 849 now on FM Talk 106.5. If you want to give us a call, 251-343-0106. That's the same as our text line. You can check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. Much more coming up after the break on FM Talk 1065. Thanks, Kane. 6 minutes till the top of the hour here on FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings. This segment brought to you by Original Oyster House. Two locations, one in Gulf Shores at the foot of 59 and the other one right here in Mobile on the Causeway. And if you didn't know, well, you have exactly 1 month to enter the Original Oyster House's OOH Sunset Contest. It runs through August 31st until 8 p.m. That's the latest that you can, I guess, submit your picture of the sunset. And it can't just be any picture of the sunset. You have to be at the Original Oyster House, either inside or outside of the restaurant. You take a photo of the beautiful sunset, because everybody knows we have the most beautiful sunsets down here in South Alabama. You take a picture of the sunset while you're at the Original Oyster House, and then you go ahead and post it on facebook.com/originaloysterhouse. But you got to make sure you add the hashtag OOH Sunset, and then that's it. You've entered your entry, and you could be the big winner of the OOH Sunset Contest. And if you do win, you get a dinner for two, and there's a whole lot of other great prizes, including Original Oyster House tote bags filled with goodies. And like I said, Original Oyster House has two locations, one on the Mobile Bay Causeway and in Gulf Shores at the foot of Highway 59. Go ahead and check them out online at originaloysterhouse.com. We spent a good bit of the last segment talking about Trump's rally last night in Tampa at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and his comments on voter ID laws. And one of the things he mentioned was you needed an ID most places you go, and one of the things he said was you needed it at the grocery, which people tore him up on social media last night. But this texter here has a good text. He said, grocery ID, did you drive to the store? If you did, you have to have a driver's license. Good point. That's a good point. And, you know, sometimes I forget my driver's license. Occasionally, mm-hmm. once every blue moon. I just had it happen last week, coming in here so early in the morning to get the show started with you and Sean. And sometimes I just leave it beside the bed on accident. Uh-huh. There's nothing like realizing once you're already away from home that you don't have that ID on right. you. Because
you don't want to speed home and go get it and not have it.
You're riding dirty. So whenever you do make it back home, or if you have more to do that day, you have to drive extra careful, because you don't want to be that guy who gets pulled, or girl mm-hmm. who gets pulled over, and you don't have your ID on you. We had Officer Gary Owens from Mobile Police Department in earlier talking about the 35th annual National Night Out coming up next Tuesday, August the 7th. At the Mobile Civic Center, and they also have that 5K run that begins at 6:30 in Bienville Square. And during that conversation, we talked a bit about the Nextdoor app and how great it is for neighborhoods, and also great for comedy, because there's a lot of good stuff on there. Texter here asks if the Nextdoor app, she says the Nextdoor app is not compatible with iPhone. Is there an iPhone app? I have an iPhone, and I have the Nextdoor app on there, and it works like a charm. So just search the App Store Nextdoor, and then you create a profile where you live, and then it puts you in your neighborhood, and you can even get notifications of what's currently going on around the neighborhood. So lots going on this morning on Mobile Mornings, and we started our discussion today a little bit earlier about this crazy story that came out in the Wall Street Journal, where parents are hiring video game tutors to help their kids. And Kelly, you thought what I thought initially when I read the headline, that maybe they were hiring tutors for themselves so they could,
for the parents to understand what their kids are doing.
Yeah, but that's not the case. They're actually hiring the tutors for their kids, and they can run around $20 an hour. And Fortnite is the big game they're talking about here. I haven't played Fortnite, and that showed earlier in our discussion about the game, but it's a shooting game as far as I can tell, and you get online with a bunch of friends. But they say they're hiring these tutors. The first big reason is to get better at Fortnite, mm-hmm. Fortnite, because they say it improves the kids' social life. I guess there are kids out there getting made fun of for not being good at the video game, or maybe wow. the better you are, the more friends you have. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but that's one of the excuses they're saying, that parents are hiring video game tutors. They also say kids are more obsessed with video games than ever, and the parents want them to just be really good at something they love so much. I think that's honorable.
I think you give your kids too much control if they're playing games that you don't have to know every movement of the game, but not understanding it, because it could be called something so nice and sweet, but internally that game is warfare on their little brains mm-hmm. and their little minds, their little bodies. I mean, Yeah.
So, all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about. And I'm sure Laura Ingram has a great show on tap coming up right after this. She comes on from 9 to noon. Also, Jonathan McConnell back in studio for Midday Mobile. It's going to be a good one. Hope you have a great first day of August. Signing off for Mobile Mornings, I'm Dalton Orwig.
And I'm Kelly Finley.
Have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.